I was about to launch All Dogs when my ears picked up the sounds of someone laughing, giggling, guffawing. I swung my gaze around towards the sound, and I saw, you'll never guess who or whom or what I saw. Or maybe you would. It was Pete. And okay, maybe that was pretty obvious. But the important point is that the sounds of his laughter disrupted my launch program. All at once, I forgot about Sally Mae and the broom and lumbered over to the fence and confronted the cat. I guess you think you're pretty clever, Pete.
Well, Hanky, the facts pretty muchly speak for themselves.
Don't deny it, Kitty. Your fingerprints are all over this deal. I tried to do business with you, and what did you do? You went behind my back, schemed and weaseled, and lured me into a trap. He batted his eyelids and grinned.
I did, Hanky, and you know what? It was so easy, I almost feel guilty. You didn't just take the bait. You ate the whole can of worms.
I glared at him through the fence, and a deep rumbling growl began working its way up from the dark depths of my inner being. Go ahead, Pete. Laugh it up. Enjoy yourself. But there's one little detail you forgot. Once I leave the yard, you'll... Huh? Oh, yes, the broom. And maybe it had been foolish of me to, postpone the launch all dogs procedure because there was a crazy woman in the yard. She was armed with a deadly broom and...
Get out of my yard, you oaf! Hike! Scat!
And if I didn't do something fast, she was liable to do great harm to my... I ran, fellas. The launch program fell by the hayseed, and I went sprinting around the side of the house. Would you believe that she followed me? Came after me with that deadly broom poised over her head? She did. I could hardly believe it. A grown woman, a mother of two children, a productive member of society, chasing her loyal dog around the house in daily broadlight. She missed on that one, but not by much. Was there any chance we could call a truce and, well, patch things up? No. It appeared that we had moved beyond patching things up.
Get out of my yard and don't come back!
Okay, fine. She wanted me out of her yard, so I altered course and headed straight for the fence. Only at the last second I forgot to engage the landing gear, shall we say. Okay, I forgot to jump and ran into the fence. The collision set off a spray of checkers and colored lights behind my eyes. But this was the wrong time to pause and enjoy the fireworks display. I regained my feet and sprinted around the south side of the house. At that very moment, little Alfred came outside to see what was going on. When he saw the situation, he chirped a little laugh and said,
Hey, Mom, what are you doing? Are you chasing Hank with the broom?
To which she screeched,
Your father's dog destroyed, and I mean destroyed, my iris patch. And if I ever get my hands on him...
Alfred's eyes grew wide, and I was disappointed, very disappointed, to see his smile increase in size.
Uh-oh, Hanky, you better run.
Yes, I was aware of that. And in fact, I was running. The problem, he might have noticed, was that his mother, again a mature woman and a mother of two children, was also running and seemed to be very serious about... Somehow in the midst of all the excitement and so forth, none of us had noticed that a car had pulled up in front of the house or that two ladies had gotten out and were standing in front of the gate. I noticed them when I came zooming around the northeast corner of the house. They were strangers. I had never seen them before. I paused just a moment to... Down came the broom. It missed me by an inch. And that's when Sally Mae saw the ladies. She stopped in her tracks. An awful silence moved over us. The ladies stared at Sally Mae as though... Well, let's face it, as though they were watching something really bizarre. And they were. Sally Mae's eyes flicked back and forth. Her face turned pink and then red as she realized she was dressed in ragged cut-off jeans and an old shirt. Her hair looked like a buzzard's nest. She was chasing her loyal dog around the yard, and she had visitors.